الحمد لله وكفى، وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. First we'll translate this very beautiful poem of our Shaykh Damat Barakatuhu. We should translate both, but time is a bit of a matter. So مجھے تو قرب کا عالم دیا ہے آہ سہرا نے. مجھے تو قرب کا عالم دیا ہے. I was given the closeness of Allah Ta'ala in the deepness of the night. That is, when a person gets up and there is no one and he turns to Allah repeatedly, then he will get the closeness to Allah Ta'ala. سنا ہے خانقاہوں میں محبت کے ہیں میں خانے. We have heard that in the khanqas is the tavern of the love of Allah Ta'ala, the wine of the love of Allah Ta'ala. This is the main thing that a person is to acquire from the khanqa. To get knowledge, Darul Uloom Sade, to correct one's life, make islah. That is also really not the work of the khanqa. That also should be done before, though now that is part of the khanqa work. But the real work here is to find the love of Allah Ta'ala. So Hazrat says that we have heard that in the khanqas is the tavern of the wine of the love of Allah Ta'ala. And this is Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali. One alim was translating our talk in Burma, Rangoon, and in the introduction he said this, that Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali should read this couplet very often, which is a couplet of Fariduddin Attar Rahmatullah Ali. And the couplet is Zohad Zahid Rah. Zohad, abstinence from dunya, to live a life away from this dunya. That is for the Zahid, the person who lives like that. Deen, Dindar Rah. And Deen is for a person who's Dindar, who has got Deen in his life. Ek Zarrae Dard Tera Attar Rah. And what I want, Attar, one drop, one bit of your love, O Allah. So that is a complete separate thing. A person, lot of people have got deen in their lives, proper, punctual with namaz, jamaat, everything. But the love of Allah, they don't have. Many person has got abstinence, zuhad also, lot of other qualities. But what is to be found in the khanqa and what is to be taken from the shaykh is really the love of Allah. That is what is referred to as Shay'un Waqtira fi qalbi Abu Bakr. There was something that was in the heart of Abu Bakr. It was this deep love and connection with Allah Ta'ala. So this is what is being given out in the khanqas, as we will read the genuine khanqas, which was in this or Qariyah, that the genuine khanqas, not that a person outwardly looks like a diwana, like a person, a mad lover of Allah, but inside he's got all schemes that he's making, how to extract money from people, etc. No, not that. But genuinely those that are according to sunnat, that where a person will find the love of Allah. Diya karta hai saqi aashiko ko jam o peymane. And the saqi, the person, the bar man, he gives out wine in the bar. Yeah, the sheikh in the khanqa gives the love of Allah Ta'ala. Glasses and fills them with the wine of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, that couplet is here. خلاف راہ سنت جو بنا کرتے ہیں مستانے. And the people who are contrary to sunnat become like great lovers of Allah. They don't dress properly also, or they overdress, big green robes with shining golden scarves and all those type of things. But خلاف of sunnat, وہ دیوانے بظاہر ہے مگر اندر میں فرزانے. Outwardly they look like the great lovers of Allah, but they are great schemers inside. They've got some other agenda. جو عارف ہے وہ کس عالم میں رہتے ہیں خدا جانے. And a person who is the lover of Allah, in which world he loves, only Allah knows. He seems to be here, like Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ahmed Sahib Pratapgari Rahmatullah Ali, one time was making bayan in Hardoi, and Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was sitting, and our Shaykh and Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib. At a time, Maulana Muhammad Ahmed Sahib, while giving bayan, just kept quiet. At that time, Mufti Saab looked at our Sheikh and said that, Maulana, at this time he's not here with us. Outwardly he's here in this dunya, but in which world, in the love of Allah they are living, is a complete different world. Bhala, jo ghayri arif hai, wo unka rutba kya jaane? A person who is not a lover of Allah, recognizer of Allah, how will he recognize them? Only a person who is an alim will recognize another alim. A person who is a doctor will recognize another doctor. If you have knowledge of that field, can you appreciate it? So a person who is not an arif of Allah, how will he recognize an arif of Allah Ta'ala? Haseeno ke ujar jayenge jab jokhrab ya ek din. People who are going after the beauties of this world, one day their outward features are going to change. Bata nada kaha jayega apne dil ko behlan, enjoy, give enjoyment to your heart. When you have lost them, when they have lost all the outward beauty, then where are you going to find your enjoyment? If you made Allah your object, Allah's beauty is forever. And Allah, kull yawmin huwa fi sha'nin. Allah every split second is it in a different splendor all the time. Jo yaad aati hai unke dil mein ghabrata hu gulshan mein. And when I think of Allah, then even if I'm in a garden, if I'm with friends, then I feel very awkward because now I want to be only with Allah. And this company of mine is also keeping me away from my remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Mujhe to qurb ka alam diya hai, ahe sehra ne. I have found the closeness of Allah by calling to Allah in the middle of the night and in the middle of the jungle. When I was there all alone and I called on to Allah and I found my Allah, that is where I got that closeness. Jo zahid ishq se na aashna hai, phir bhi wo nada. That person who is a zahid, he's like a big Sufi, nothing to do with this. A zahid e khushk, who's got nothing to do with dunya. That's also a great quality, zahid, zahid. But he hasn't got any idea of the love of Allah. Nahi samjha hai khud, lekin chala hai mujhko samjhane. He hasn't found the love of Allah, but he has come to tell me what is about deen. The highest point of deen, the love of Allah, he hasn't tasted that, but he has come to explain to me how I should conduct my life. Kisi ke aahe mazloomi. Kisi ke aahe mazloomi se waqte zulm darna tha. When a person who is a Muslim and his ah comes out, a person should fear. When a person is wronged, and then when he complains to Allah, then in other words, that baddua, that fear Allah Ta'ala when you have wronged somebody. Huwe hai, huwe khanai abad zalim jisse wirane, and by which, huwe hai khana abad zalim. Jisse wirane, that those people who had lot in this world, but when they took the baddua, the ah of a mazloom, all what they had, they lost it all. It became wiran, all that. Sataya Umar bhar bu jahal ne shama'i nabuwat ko. Abu Jahl troubled our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam his whole life, magar badnaam hai dono jahan mein uske afsane. And what was his end result? Where he is buried in Badr, is where the toilets are made. And whoever is going there for toilet is also dropping extra on top of him all the time. So those who had so much Abu Jahl, his first was Abu al-Hikam, father of wisdom. He was a handsome person, wealthy person. But when he took the baddua, he did wrong to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there he is suffering till today continuously. Kaha tak zapte betabi, kaha tak paase badanami. How long must I control myself, my emotions? How long must I worry that people are going to speak bad about me? When I'm going to be in the love of Allah, the people say, big Sufi he is now. Look at him. How long am I going to worry about that? Kya majboor, izhar-e-bayaan par khawf-e-fardane. Then when the love of Allah came, I was helpless. I couldn't anymore control my emotions, and I was no more worried what the people are going to say about me. Now I'm going to express my love of Allah Ta'ala. Nakar tihqir e zahid khuda ke dard mando ko. A person who is a zahid, outward, lot of ibadat in his life, but don't look down upon the lovers of Allah. In the true lovers of Allah, you won't find much ibadat also. But that love of Allah is such a thing that surpasses all this also. But outwardly you won't see anything like that much in them. But the inside connection with Allah every moment, you cannot imagine. So do not look down upon them. Maqame dard dil ko be khabar, tu aah kya jaane. And the love which is in the heart, what do you know? You've got outward deen you have got in you. But that love of Allah, which is the cherry on the top, which is the greatest thing, what do you know about that? Tajalli unki hoti hai ata qalb shakasta mein. And that lightning, that spark of the love of Allah comes in a broken heart. When a person's heart, he has broken them by not fulfilling his desires of guna, then Allah puts his spark, his lightning of love in that heart. Kya hai qalb ko lekin shakasta gham ke saudane. And how did this come? When a person, when he broke his heart, his desires of the heart, everyone has got great desires. But he breaks those desires of guna in the love of Allah. That is when Allah's love comes in that heart. Nahi hai zindagi mein jiski koi daastana gham ki. That person who hasn't got any story about breaking his heart in his life story. In other words, in his life story, he hasn't got things to mention that how I to break my heart. I so much wanted to commit this guna, when I love this thing, but because of Allah, I did not. So a person who hasn't got that, وَأَهْلِ غَمْ كِي قُرْبِ خُسْتَگِي كُكَّكُ آه kya jaane. What does he know of that person whose life is filled with such sorrows? Then every person has got desires. Allah has put those desires. But those who break their desires, who don't fulfill their desires, and another one who fulfills all his desires all the time. What does he know the condition of that person whose heart has been broken in the love of Allah Ta'ala? Wahi karte hai unke aashiqo par tabsare akhtar. It is only that person who criticizes the lovers of Allah, jo zalim darde ulfat se hua karte hai begane. That person who himself doesn't know what is love. He hasn't tasted what is love, and he will always find fault and criticize the people who have found the love of Allah Ta'ala. With regard to our safar, Alhamdulillah, we must first make shukr to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Allah gave us the safar. And all of us have got safar. Our dunya's life is safar. And this safar really, if we take lessons, there are so many lessons to learn. Everywhere, you have to go through three basic checks before you get onto a plane. You have to check in. In fact, four. Your check-in, everything has to be right. Your ticket, etc. You are on time. You haven't one person. Hazrat Mufti Taqi Usmani, Damat Barakatuhum, was in New Zealand, and they had booked his ticket, and then some changes were made. Then finally, they told him what time is the plane. When he got to the airport, they told him, your plane left this morning already. So, a person, that is not right. So, the same thing in Akhirat, there are going to be a lot of checks also. If something has to be wrong right at the beginning, we have got problems. And especially if you've got a long journey, and you have got flights which are all, you have to catch one flight after the other. If your one flight is gone wrong, you've got a problem right through then. After that, you get to immigration. Some places security check is before, sometimes security check is afterwards. So even immigration, that is like a check of your passport, your iman. In Akhirat, our iman will be checked. That how is our iman? And this is a thing that every person, the greatest concern we should have is our iman must be correct. In these times, especially when there are so many other fitnas around us all the time, and so much of other evil, it must not happen that we get influenced and we have changed our mind somewhere and we haven't even really realized it. If our iman is not correct, that is the greatest danger. For that correction, we should keep company of righteous ulama and read kitabs which have been approved by the righteous ulama to make sure that our tawheed, our belief in risalat, in nabuwat, belief in the akhirat, etc., all our beliefs are correct. Then you come to a security check where they check everything. And also we see from any safar, somewhere in one security they got a problem with one thing. They want to know what is this. Somewhere else, it's something else that they didn't even talk about. Something else. Just like that, in customs also. Like that, normally customs, that you don't take any illegal things, drugs, etc. Or also if there's dutiable things. But very conscious, many countries are becoming about food stuff which you never think of. You got some food, you took some biscuits as a present or something. There is a problem with that. So we don't know in akhirah that what problem can be picked up. So we have to be so conscious. And a person who checks himself that my ticket is right, I may make sure. Sometimes, like you are, a flight is 12:05 in the morning, and you didn't realize it's the next date. You are thinking it's still today, the 5th, but it's the 6th, and you go there and you are one day late. You are on the wrong time. So all these things, a person, حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. Take stock of yourself before your stock will be taken. A person who is conscious like that, and he looks at his ticket, Hadraji Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, I saw himself, a lot of safars also they used to make. When his ticket should come and the people should tell him that we have booked everything, he should scrutinize it himself properly to see everything is in order. So like that, our real safar of akhirat, we should scrutinize properly. That our ticket, our passport in order, our iman, our ticket is in order. And nowadays, with the e-ticket, electronic ticket, with what you paid, your credit card or what, they ask you for that, they want to check it with that. They want to check your name correctly with your passport, with your ID book, etc. So there are so many checks everywhere, and this also makes a person concerned. And when you are concerned, and if you have been guided, then you turn correctly to Allah Ta'ala everywhere, dua all the time. So we learn we have to really rely only on Allah Ta'ala. Allah is the only doer. How much can our minds work? How much you check? If you rely on Allah, Allah will guide you. See this here, correct this thing here. So like that, the real and this whole safar is for akhirat, for the preparation of akhirat. It isn't for dunya, it isn't to make any name or fame that I went on so long safar, so many countries, etc., did so much work. It's reason for that. Whether it's accepted by Allah or not, that is the big question. If it's accepted, then even if you stay at home, your life is accepted, you are kamyab. And if you did, like Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanwi rahmatullah Ali says, if a person in a darulum got 5 students, but it's accepted by Allah, you are successful. And if you got 5,000 students, but it's not accepted by Allah, it's useless. And what the people say, our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, don't be happy with what people say. People, they are just like the weathercock. They just turn over so easily. Now they're saying this, next moment they say something else. So don't depend and don't think about that. Always think, hum aise rahe, ya ke waise rahe, waha dekhna hai ke kaise rahe. We lived like this or we lived like that. How we will live on the day of Qiyamah, that is important. So continuously this lesson comes to a person all the time. Anyway, we left on the 8th of Rabiul Akhir, 14th of April, and we went to Singapore first. Whole night's journey. In fact, we left here in the afternoon, 1:15. Only 5 o'clock in the morning we were there. But about 6 hours difference, it comes out to about 10, 11 hours journey, and it is on the aeroplane. And also, you get all types of things which you have to learn from, that how you will be served, etc., and then turbulences. It's a journey of akhirat if it is filled with turbulences. And how when those turbulences, then you only think of reading your kalima, making tawbah and reading kalima. You don't know what can happen next. So the same way, our journey of akhirat, if fulana khasta, there are those turbulences. If the farishtas have to be angry, or if they have to punish a person, what will be that? And so alhamdulillah, we went there, and our student who was studying here, his father was there to receive us. We went there, and normal, the day passed, we had some rest and some meals, etc., ladies programs, and at night, alhamdulillah, Allah's fazal, they did not know us, they were wondering who are these people. Only he knew us, the boy's father, etc., and the boy, but the rest of the people, no, they don't know. So, but they had made such an arrangement that they invited all the people. Singapore is not a very big place, but communication, of course, is not 100% also, but there was a very huge crowd. And they also had made arranged meals for all the people who had come. And when there is meal, like Hassan just read about shabab and kebab, when the food is there, then you find everyone is present also. So, alhamdulillah, there was a very good crowd. And alhamdulillah, what our Shaykh has taught us, and those teachings which in many places are new also, and they appreciate them very much also. They talks about islah and nafs, that you must be concerned about correcting your life. Many people are not, they don't think of that. Generally, the whole ummah, when a thought of piety comes, it is some nafil ibadat to do. Read lot of nafil namaz, Quran, etc. But to think that I must take out gunas from my life, that hardly comes to our mind. And that is the main effort. The main effort is to take out gunas from our lives. Our Shaykh Ahmed Barakatuh was returning from New York, going to Karachi, and at Damascus Airport in Syria, Hazrat was blessed with this poem, ke la ilaha muqaddam hai kalma-e tawheed mein, that la ilaha, that taking out the dirt, negating everything besides Allah, shirk, kufr, sins, taking out that, this comes first in the kalima. La ilaha muqaddam hai kalma-e tawheed mein, ghair-e haq jab jaaye hain, when all the filth and dirt goes, tab dil mein haq aa jaaye hain, then Allah comes into that heart. And what we tried and explained to ourselves and the brothers almost everywhere, when a person needs to clean himself, whether it's his regular bath, shower, or whether he was perhaps on a journey, he couldn't get a chance for 2-3 days, sometimes a week, and how you feel so dirty, and nobody, it's not the correct thing that you just take some attar perfume and you put, that is a stupid thing to do. What you do is first you take a bath, you wash yourself. You scrub yourself, and after that you put on clean clothes. Now even if you don't use any attar, perfume, any scent, still you are clean. And if you do use some nice attar, all the better. So making nafil ibadat is like putting attar scent. Now you don't clean yourself, your gunas you are leaving on your body. And you are putting attar and scent. What's the sense of that? First, wash yourself, remove the gunas, but that doesn't come to our mind. We should think what gunas we are involved in. And there are certain open gunas, like the beard, it's not properly according to sunnah. Trousers are below the ankle. Many people anger. Our namazes 5 times are not in order. We are not making our namazes, our 5 times namaz. All other things, family ties, relationship with the wife, with the neighbors, with the children, all our duties, where whatever, whether we are working for somebody, are we fulfilling the rights of that person? If somebody is working for us, are we looking after that? Those are the first things that we have to see to. We have to correct. So alhamdulillah, these talks, and the people appreciated it very much. The next day they arranged some more programs, and the third day, Thursday, we went to Malaysia. Yeah, our student, Maulana Umair, mashallah, he's running a Darul Uloom, and he's doing very, very good work. And his sisters were studying in the girls' madrasa here, and mashallah, Maulana Haroon and them, they perhaps haven't seen the fruit of their work, but there if you go, oh, mashallah. And like in these countries, Malaysia, most of these countries, particularly we noticed in Malaysia and Indonesia, according to them, there is also Allah is only the judge. We cannot judge. According to them, they have got lot of deen. But it's lot of zikr which they make. And their namaz can be very short, but the zikr will be very long. And that they cannot miss. Perhaps I think they can miss their namaz, but they can't miss their zikr, which is so important. And another thing is again, like for example, for us it looks so different. When they will greet you, how they'll catch your hand this side, that side, bow down. To us to bow down in front of somebody, but there it's just part of it. taking of photos is so common in Malaysia. Moreover, not so much in Malaysia, but Indonesia, looks like they only come to take photos. And the amount of photos videoing, not only on their cell phone, but or actual cameras, and flashes just going off, no matter how much you stop them. But it's part of the, and they justify it also that, like many countries where the ulama have given permission of photography. So they say there's nothing wrong. But you realize another thing, even according to their ulama, if they gave permission, but the essence of deen goes out. Then the substance of deen, that connection with Allah, there is nothing left of that. So this we notice there, but they've got great love of deen. In Malaysia, mashallah, masjids, the masjids we went to particularly, exceptionally beautiful, exceptionally well maintained, cleaned, just like the Haram of Makkah, many of them are on that pattern, like Masjid al-Nabawi, the inscription of Quran Sharif in gold and green, how it is in Masjid al-Nabawi, just like this, and how Masjid al-Nabawi is maintained, cleanliness, etc., like this, their masjids also, very, very well maintained also. And the people come also a lot to the masjids, mashallah. And according to Shafi'is, in one area, only in one masjid is Jummah allowed. So the crowds they get for Jummah are very, very great, because all smaller masjids, they don't have Jummah. In one area, only in one masjid, they will have Jummah. Also, the love that they have. For example, I noticed the only place here in Malaysia where another thing is, just like we saw previously in Turkey, that once the bayan is over, all will come and make salam. And as they are making salam, it comes in a hadith which we had an objection to, but we read the hadith after that. That when a person, when making salam, if he reads Durood Sharif, sins are forgiven. But now they don't make the salam. Only one way in the tune of the Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, all together. They are all in a chorus, and they are all going in a round circle and they meet you. And when you think you finish, then those people who they were meeting, like the main people, they come from this side again. So again it starts, the whole circle starts again. And they have, also what was very surprising, these places, they are also, dunya is also there, they're busy, but for this they got time. Lot of time they got for this. And they are not really worried, especially in Indonesia, not so much in Malaysia. The bayan, what you say and what you don't say, but as long as they can see you, meet you, and there is not only the man, the woman also. Their concept of parda also maybe, I don't know, how's their concept, what is their concept, because many people feel the face is not in parda. So, like we went in one darulum in Indonesia, the male ustad is sitting, and the girls are all sitting, and he's teaching them openly. But according to them, perhaps the face is not in parda, so they may justify it. But the real, without any doubt, the essence of deen and the haqiqat of deen goes out. Yeah, also in Malaysia, they appreciate a lot of people. And there are people who think also very clearly, and they appreciate very, very greatly. And of course, these types of talks, which our Shaykh has taught us, which we read in the Nazm also, according to the Sunnah Tariqah of the Khanqa, people haven't smelt it. They haven't tasted it. Tasawwuf is alive in Malaysia also, much, much more in Indonesia. But they have their own type of tasawwuf, their own type of zikr also. And also, like here in Malaysia, they would even come and give money in appreciation, hadiah. And in the one masjid we went, the imam after the masjid gave a whole collection which he had made. He said, this we have collected for your Darul Uloom. So they've got that. Where Maulana Umair is, they're extending his Darul Uloom. He says in Ramzan they announced it, and whatever they required for the extension, in 3 days they collected the full amount. So mashallah, people, they donate also well. Their hearts are very open also, and they love deen very, very greatly. And really, if deen is presented, these people accept it. And there, whatever their impression was, like Maulana Umair, then he became bayat also, and he said, this was the thing that we were looking for. Everywhere we found, people are looking for this truth and this reality. And he intends coming to spend Ramzan also, yeah? May Allah make it easy. And may Allah Ta'ala start the true tasawwuf and islah and the love of Allah everywhere. Yeah, our stay was very comfortable also. They had in fact one house which they had prepared for. His Mana Omer's sister was getting married, so they had prepared it, and she was getting married the night we left. So they gave us that house to stay. So it was very comfortable in every way. And the people, hospitable, the love they show, and to see the ummah, this is one thing. When we see the ummah in different colors and different forms, whether it's a Chinese person, a Muslim, a Malay person, an Indonesian, whoever it is, and how the ummah is spread in the world, and the same five times namaz takes place, same ibadat, the small little differences are there, but the major is all one and the same thing. From there we went to Bangkok, which is the capital, I think it is, of Thailand. Also, we realized now by this safar that in Kuala Lumpur, we were about 20 kilometers, I think, west of Kuala Lumpur, where Maulana Umair is, and all our whole time was spent masjids around there, plenty masjids. All Muslims practically, so a lot of masjids everywhere, and he had arranged good programs in the bigger masjids in that area. But it's hardly, not even a pin, the size of the prick of a pin in Malaysia, the time that you spend. And the major Muslims are up in the north, where they have got a lot of Darul Ulooms also. Also in Malaysia, we went to where the Jamaat brothers also have got a Darul Ulum. And that is running more on our line. So alhamdulillah, we had programs with them also. And for them also, these talks were new. Because the talks of Islah and Nafs and the love of Allah, these are not common anywhere else really. But if a person really wants to see the Muslims and work amongst the Muslims, they are all concentrated majorly in the north, where there isn't so much of dunya, there is more deen. And from there, the next country then, Thailand starts. And Thailand, we went right up further north to Bangkok. But again, in the south are the Muslims. So the real concentration here, north of Malaysia, south of Thailand, which is one big area. There they are, Allahu Akbar, millions of Muslims. And people who are really conscious of their deen. Lot of Darul Ulooms also. But unfortunately, we did not see that a person should go to these places also, to go and see those Darul Ulooms, to go and see the amount of Muslims there. And there isn't so much dunya. There is more deen there. Anyway, we were in Bangkok. There also, alhamdulillah, Allah reward the brothers. They were there to receive us, everything. And with the first day we spent where the Tablighi Markaz is. There was Darul Ulum, they also just newly built. It's running from long, but extensions they have made. There is one person who is came few times here to South Africa also. He's originally from Pakistan. And these people got a major hand. They are big diamond dealers. Very wealthy people also, and they run practically the whole markaz, etc. There were the students, were the ustads, we had programs, and then we spent the night there, and the next day we went to another place where a brother, previously when we went to Thailand, we went to his place, he was running a girls' madrasa. But now that place became too small, so he's got a bigger place. We had programs there for the girls, for the boys also. And then at night, where the girls' madrasa was first, it was a small place. Now that is a masjid. And there we had a program with the boys there. The next day, where they keep their annual ijtima, there is their Darul Ulum, which Tablighi Jamaat brothers, they are running a Darul Ulum, and we had programs there. There also, alhamdulillah, it was many of the ulama who are there also, they appreciated everything, and they realized the importance of this great importance. And the ulama said, we did not know that Islah Nafs is even one part of our life. Because we don't come across it, the teachings don't come in front of us, that a person like to learn Quran Sharif, we all know it's part of our deen. To become an alim, some people will become hafi, some people, but it's to make Islah of your nafs. Neither does it come in the alim course, and neither does it come anywhere else, but to become conscious, they realize the importance, and to gain the love of Allah Ta'ala. So alhamdulillah, there also we had very good programs, and the brothers from Rangoon, two brothers came here to make our Nusrat. So that was also a great help, but also there are many, much more work in Bangkok itself, and here, we might think of our motorways or freeways, but there, the dunya that they have got, especially when you see from the aeroplane as you are landing, The cars are literally in the sky, they are moving. There is the one road on the ground, and then they've got another road above it, above that road, like that we have here also in few places, but there it's almost everywhere. And another two roads above that also. So the cars are just moving in the sky all the time. The amount of traffic that is in the whole world, traffic that you have everywhere. And with all this, Allah only knows where we're going to be in the next 10, 20 years. On the Safar we heard somebody said, the Haram of Makkah, in another 20 years, they're going to extend it twice the size it is presently. So then, how from the gate of the Haram to get to the Kaaba, how much will that be? In Masjid-e-Nabawi to get to Rauza Mubarak, how lot will that? But it's just happening in the world. Everything is just on the increase all the time. From there we went to Rangoon. Alhamdulillah, anyway, Allah's lot of fazal karam. You have lot of worries. You make your du'as also, you turn to Allah. But we had no problem anywhere with immigration, custom or anything. And when we went to Rangoon, they were there to receive us. And yeah, alhamdulillah, we find that which is one thing which I even asked them, that the amount of deen, everywhere you have deen and you have other people who are far from deen, but they've got the deen, they've got four or five Darul Ulooms in the city. Well, now it's Yangon, the city, and very good Darul Ulooms. Very high standard in Urdu, everything of theirs is in Urdu. Bayans are also in Urdu, though afterwards they said,